From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. One of Alabama's most unique flowers is in full bloom for just a few more weeks. The Cahaba lily grows in the middle of moving water and is only found in three southern states. Environmental advocates say lily season is a time to celebrate, but also to raise awareness of growing threats to the species. For this month's Outdoor Connections, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen took a canoe trip to learn more and see the blooms up close.
They all bloom. They're all good.
I'm with about two dozen people lined up along the banks of the Cahaba River in Bibb County. We buckle into life jackets and delicately climb into canoes.
Everybody got a seat in the boat?
Will Rayner leads the trip. He's the field programs director at the Cahaba River Society. Rayner says we're in for a treat.
We are about to paddle down through the Cahaba River National Wildlife Refuge to go see the Cahaba lilies, a very, very cool flower that's pretty geologically remote.
Cahaba lilies are big white flowers with spider-like petals. Each flower blooms for just one day, usually between mid-May and June. Alabama is thought to be home to the largest Cahaba lily population in the world, located about a mile downstream from where we begin paddling. The ride is mostly smooth, even for novice paddlers like myself. We soon arrive at a large field of white flowers in the middle of the river. We park our canoes and carefully walk along the smooth rocks. Scientist Randy Haddock stands near a clump of lilies.
These seem to like this kind of habitat. What they're called is foliate rocks or flat rocks.
Haddock has studied the Cahaba and its biodiversity for decades. He says the lily bulbs like to wedge into the rocks along the riverbed and nest there. It's a dynamic and vulnerable habitat. Haddock points to a menacing pile of dead trees and limbs floating near the flowers.
Folks, what do you suppose is going to happen with the next high water event when that thing floats away? It's a good chance it's going to knock these down or knock them loose.
Haddock says that's now a bigger threat than ever before. And it's because of what's happening upstream.
What's going on in Birmingham has a lot to do with what happens right here in this kind of special place, right?
To understand the problem, travel about 50 miles north to the banks of the Cahaba River near Hoover.
So this is, yeah.
I did not realize this was like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Ben Wegleitner and Katie Shaddix stand above the river at a spot where it makes a sharp turn. The banks here look like they've been cut with a knife. Wegleitner, who's with the Cahaba River Society, says over the years, water has eroded large sections of land, exposing roughly 20 feet of dirt along the curve.
So sites like this are persistent sediment contributors to the Cahaba River.
Today, water levels along the Cahaba appear to be more volatile than ever before. The river rises and falls increasingly fast to dangerous levels. And that ties back to stormwater management, how we deal with rainfall. Wegleitner says we like to move it away from us, keep water off of our roads and out of our yards.
But what that does is it speeds up water getting to the Cahaba River, and we're seeing the erosive effect that that has. It brings trees into the river. The collapsing banks will often dislodge trees from the banks and send them downriver.
Downriver, where those trees can plow through clumps of Cahaba lilies, and sediment can fill in the precious space between rocks, where lily seeds and many other creatures like to nest.
Some of them don't have a lot of room.
Seeing the lilies up close, that information hits home for people on the canoe trip.
I didn't really realize that that had a way downstream effect, and it does.
Sam Foley attended the trip with his wife, Dale Foley. They say they're glad to see more awareness of the issue and growing efforts to address it. Some developers are adding retention ponds, and more cities are supporting green development. The Foley say it's a worthy investment to protect the river and the lilies.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I mean,
we've only ever seen them, you know, from a distance,
never
been out here, you know, walking around amongst them, so it's very nice.
Cahaba expert Randy Haddock says for now, the lily population appears to be stable. He says it's an incredibly resilient species that people rally around.
It's something that has just kind of become a symbol for the Cahaba. And it's just something that has inspired a lot of love and appreciation.
Haddock says local scientists have discovered a lot about the lilies. But at the end of the day, people are drawn to the flowers because they're big and showy, and they're a bit mysterious. White lilies growing in the middle of moving water, making an appearance just one day a year. Mary Scott Hodgin, WBHM.
You can learn more about the lilies this weekend at the Cahaba Lily Festival. That's Saturday in West Blocton. This story is part of our monthly series, Outdoor Connections, which features stories that explore the biodiversity of Alabama and how we depend on it. If you have an idea for the series, you can email maryscott@wbhm.org.